Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting fifth. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns fires to first and has Trammell trapped. There's the throw to Cruz, who tags Trammell for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Poppy now playing third base. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Kim reaches second base with a double. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kim moves to third. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. Baines moves to second. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Peters reaches second base with a double. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hebner. The throw from Kim and he is out, Morrison applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cruz moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wackenfuss for a passed ball. Cruz scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molinaro takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0-for-1 in the game. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Lentine hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a line drive towards short. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0-for-2 in the game. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wackenfuss for a passed ball. Morrison moves to second. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards third. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Squires steals second. Marv Foley pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Junior Moore now playing third base. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Lentine hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore juggles the ball. That's an error on Moore. Peters moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-4 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hebner is walked intentionally. Steve Trout now pitching. Champ Summers pinch hits for Stan Poppy. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wackenfuss scores. Hebner moves to third. Summers moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-4 in the game. Lentine is walked intentionally. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to home to get Hebner. Summers moves to third. Lentine moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing right field. Mark Wagner now playing third base. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.